Audio Gravity, 2nd of August 2009. First link today is over on Borgur.com. I can never pronounce these strange and wacky URLs. This one's a bit of a CSS, JavaScript, HR tag, HTML hacks. Not really JavaScript, actually. Replacing HR elements with images. Yeah, fairly straightforward, I guess. A few people have been saying it can't be done because of IE's limitations, but you can wrap the HR in a div and style that. But it can be done in other ways. And so this guy has put together this documentation about how to go about it. And very simply, a little bit of CSS code, setting the border to zero, setting the height, and then actually giving the HR element a background with no repeat on it. Really straightforward, and it makes HRs look loads better. I intend to put this onto me.dm when I restyle the blog pages. I've still got loads of work to do over on that. I've just not got around to doing it yet. But it's a nice little effect. If you go through some of the examples, look at the live example that he's got, you can see these really nice oldie-worldy HRs that break up the text really nice compared to just a normal line and the sort of faded at the ends as well. Really smart. Next link is over on oddityclothing.com, an up-and-coming t-shirt manufacturer. When I say manufacturer, I mean designer. Some of these t-shirts, the whole length of the t-shirt, not just a little design in the middle, they really, really stand out. Really nicely designed, sort of like an underground version of Threadless. They opened up on the 10th of July, I believe, and they've got some great designs, some great shirts over there. Go and check them out, oddityclothing.com. Next link is for designers out there. You probably use this already. I've only just come across it. pshero.com. Loads of Photoshop tutorials, how to turn signatures into a Photoshop custom shape, creating custom products and labels, layer style and layer mask interactions. Some of the stuff that you might have wanted to always do in Photoshop, but just thought, oh, it's going to take me too long to do. And there's a few great ones on there as well about website navigation, getting that really nice gradient effect when you hover over certain buttons and give them like a nice bevel on the top. It's great if you've got a spare day, go through it, go through some of the exercises, download some of the tutorials, and you'll be up and running in no time. Next link is over on Jarrod Taylor or jarrodtaylor.com. Meerkat, a jQuery plugin by Taylor. What it does, you can set, they're like pop-ups, if you like, when you go to a site and you get a pop-up come up. It doesn't do it in a separate window, it actually does it inside the browser. You can have them from the top, you can have like a page show, and then when you click on it, it fades through the contents. What I like about this is it's another kind of notification system. We've been looking at notification systems for Responder in terms of saying when you've done something or you've actioned something, it puts something up on screen to say, yes, I've saved it, or yes, I've done it. But I've been playing around with this, and I think this one is actually better than any of the other ones that I've been using. And I think it's Jarrod's first plugin, first jQuery plugin. So we've got to show him some props so that he makes some more. Next link today is over on productdose.com. They've actually closed their doors on May the 1st, which is a real shame because this was one of my fortnightly sites that I'd probably drop in and have a look. They cover style, design, technology, and they've got a whole bunch of stuff on there from, you know, video games, electronics, computers, all the usual stuff that you would expect. But they approach it in a certain way. I like the way that they, you know, don't just go shiny and this is a new device. They actually break it down and they get some of them on test and use them and then test them, and then they actually go back to it and reblog about it again. And I just hope they come back. Like I say, they've put on here that they've been doing it for a few years. It'd be nice for them to see them come back again, though, because they have been one of the de facto places that I like to drop in. And finally today, the last link over on orgasm.us or .us. Orgasmus. Yeah, there you go. Eclectic mix of oral pleasures, they call it. Loads of different music you never heard of, and they deliver the finest ones of it. There's four people who actually run it. Paul Irish, who was the guy who actually made the script code for what we use on the new Tumblr projectswebmedia.com site. And there's a few other people in there, Julia, Kyle, and Michelle. four people who run the site. They go around digging for really underground, eclectic tracks. And they've got some great stuff on there. One of the bands that I actually like is this vocal electronica group called Call Me Cat. She's from Copenhagen. Very, very similar to Bjork in places, but some great music on there. I would recommend it to anybody who loves underground music or listening to alternative music. There's a whole bunch of free MP3 stuff you can get here and stick on your iPad or your iPhone. That's it for today. Speak to you soon. Bye.